That's right. I've said the same. I'm going to. I've said the same thing.
Good evening. For the 27th time, times nine, here we are again. And we ordered this weather for you. We hope you have on your long underwear. We hope you brought your hats. And we won't need umbrellas or raincoats tomorrow. Everything's going to be Jim Dandy. How many of you are here for the first time? Oh, my goodness. You don't know what you have in store for you. And how many of you are here for the umpteenth time? Who's never missed Folk Festival? At least one lady down here. And I've never missed one. You do have a great treat in store for you. And without a lot of palaver, we want to introduce two newcomers to the program. They are craftsmen. They are fine gospel singers, Marshall and Mary Collins from Eustis. They came to the Folk Festival for the first time last year as rock hounds, and we found out that they are singers. So they're going to prove it right now. Marshall and Mary Collins.
It is a pleasure to be here again. We came to Stephen Foster last year for the first time, and we met some very fine people. And this place here, I've often told my wife since then, is one of my favorite spots. And we just love to be here. And we love the Lord on this evening. God has been so good to us. And we're going to share a song with you that we love so much, because I remember one day when I was a sinner and my life was broken, that Jesus came in as a potter and picked up the broken pieces and just made me over again. And I would like to share with you the broken vessel.
Thank you.
remember when I was but a boy, and we came up quite rough, and many times we would go to church, and we would think so much about heaven, and after hearing Mom and Dad talk so much about it, I just kept my mind on going there. And we used to sing this song many times in our church back home. Going where the wicked will cease from troubles. To do a number now that we feel sure that no one has ever heard before, simply because it's a song that the Lord gave me about 2 years ago, and it took me a year to get up enough nerve to sing it. So we're going to do the best we can with it, and it's perhaps a little different from any song that you've heard.
roll away. Won't that be one happy day? Hallelujah, by and by. No more sorrow, no goodbye. All in peace and happiness. Living together in one place, with no difference cause of race.
Aren't they a great addition to the program? We hope that the other family members will join them later on this weekend. Rose and Hubert and Ronnie and Yolanda and Crystal. I hope they are all here. They've appeared in churches over Central Florida and in Canada. And in the eastern United States, they've conducted services in many of the Indian reservations in Michigan and Canada. Let's give them another hand. Don't we have good-looking stage hands? I tell you. And we want to brag about the sound. It's being furnished by Stereo 90 again, and I can't tell you how grateful we are to them for taking that burden off our shoulders. If there's anything wrong with it, we can place the blame on them. We couldn't have a Florida Folk Festival without a Florida cracker. And this Florida cracker has been coming to the festival since, well, I just don't know when. He was born over in Union County. He's a nationally known rodeo performer, and we love to have him come. He's an artist with the rope, and he's generous with his time because he teaches many young boys to crack the whip. He owns an orange grove in Florida and spends much of his time there, although I heard that he's just moved to McClenny. We don't know exactly why he moved to McClenny. Maybe he'll tell you. But let's welcome to the stage Curly Deacle.
Thank you. name, God. Two strolls at one time. That's just like, you know, when you get something bigger you can't use. Okay, we'll try that again. This demonstration is a little well. You know, I'd like to say this just a moment. The Florida Trackers, the way they got their name was years ago. In fact, the Indians were the first cowboys of Florida. So back years ago, when the Indians would be driving the cattle, later on, these people driving the cattle, the brush was so thick in Florida until you couldn't get too close to them. All you native Floridians know what I'm talking about these old fat claw briars and scrub oaks. And they would pop their whips. And these old cows get to where they had a lot of respect for this whip. So they would pop the whips, and the people could hear them coming in the afternoon, and they would say the crackers. That meant they were coming in. They were coming in from the woods with the cattle. And this is actually the way the cracker got its name, the Florida cracker, from the cowboys back years ago cracking their whips. They say the crackers are coming. So in driving cattle, and back years ago with the turpentine wagons used to use whips on the mule. This is the way I learned to use a whip. So in later years, I just got doing a little fancy work with a whip and rodeo work. So I'll give you a little demonstration of this. If I can get this little lady to hold it. Just hold it. Just about this. Yeah. Except if I find my blindfold. I got a blindfold. I generally do this blindfold. The reason I do this blindfold is I just can't stand inside of blood. So I need a blindfold. So I don't have a blindfold, so I just hold my hat on my face. Is that all right? No, I was kidding. I'll show you a little close work. Okay, just hold it. Right. Okay.
Watch it.
Oh, wasn't that fun? Okay.
You know, back years ago, Buffalo Bill, this is a true story. Buffalo Bill, when he went into the barroom, they would make all the cowboys stake their guns in the corner. And Buffalo Bill, Lively had seen pictures of Buffalo Bill with possibly a whip roll around his shoulder. I know a lot of you have seen that. Picture of Buffalo Bill with a whip on his shoulder. The reason that he did that, when he would go into the barroom, they would have to put their gun up. So I don't go in barrooms, so I use this stick as a form of a barroom, okay? Now, so I'll have to get out then. Dirt shoes. So history tells us that Buffalo Bill actually saved a lot of people's lives by when they get in an argument in the barroom, everybody's making their guns. And Buffalo Bill would take his whip and he would fire those guns. I'm going to show you how that's done. It really takes artists and knowing just where to apply the pressure, but I'm going to show you how that was done.
Are you gonna shoot that one?
Hey, pardon?
Are you shooting that?
I hope. I don't look nothing like Buffalo Bill, I hope. But anyway, I'm going to show you this and showing you how the artist is. I just wanted you to know that the whip is what makes the noise and not the gun. Yes, it's no opportunity. But this is it. You think you're too close? That's okay. But now, whenever this would happen, Buffalo Bill would just unroll his whip off of his shoulder, and he would fire this gun.
When I was a little girl growing up in Gainesville, I saw Buffalo Bill, it was Wild West show, out where the University of Florida now rears its educational head. Now let's welcome to the stage one of our favorite performers from over Hawthorne way. He's a fifth generation Floridian and counts doctors, lawyers, merchants, chiefs as members of his family. He's a lawyer, but he sings as a hobby. Let's welcome Lance Lazenby.
Whoa. I hope this cold I've got doesn't make everything all of a sudden just fall apart in the middle of it. And here goes. Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone, I have it all right. Well, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in white. I'm a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. That's my silent note. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's blowing black as coal. There's my hometown coming in sight. Well, if you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Thank you. I thought about trying cough drops, but it didn't exactly seem like very good etiquette to come out here and right before I started singing to spit little red cough drops all over the stage without you knowing what they were. You know, you might be wondering for the rest of the... So I thought I'd just tough it out and hope I didn't go into a coughing fit. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns at staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. And if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I will give you some advice." So I handed him a bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and he asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. 'Cause you gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he finished talking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, and he faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even, and in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Thank you. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, they say. So I'm going to try something that's absolutely new for me. And it isn't even meant for one person, but I like to try an old fiddle tune that started about 1850 as a skit that was being put on in a frontier tavern. There were two entertainers that put it on. One played the part of a fiddler who had just picked up a new song that he was practicing. The other played the part of a character called the Arkansas Traveler. And they swapped lines back and forth, and the fiddler sawed away, ostensibly trying to learn his new tune. So it's been done a lot of ways, and a lot of new verses have crept in, but a lot of these were in the original song, so I think it keeps some of the flavor that it began with. Picture two stereotypes, not real people, but stereotypes. One is an old Florida cracker sitting on his porch. He's over there. And one is sort of a brash young punk that's just come up the road, and he's over here. Hey, old man, I'm trying to get to Baldwin. Where in the world am I? Well, you're right there on my front porch. Well, where is your front porch? Why, it's right there where you're standing. Well, I need some direction from somebody. Have you lived around here all your life? Not yet. Can I take this road to Baldwin? No, you better leave it there, son. Folks around here use it. No, what I mean is, does this road go to Baldwin? Don't go nowhere, son. It just sits right there. What I'm trying to find out is, how can I get to Baldwin? You can't get there from here. You'll have to go somewhere else. You know, I believe you're stringing me, and I think you're doing it deliberately. No, I'm doing it on purpose. Well, you're the dumbest old man I ever saw. How's that? Said you're the dumbest old man I ever saw. Well, I ain't lost. Coming up the road here, folks told me you had to shoot your dog. Was he mad? Well, I'd say he was more surprised than mad. Well, you folks around here shoot mules with a broken leg? No, we generally use a gun. You know, they told me back down the road not to trust you at all. Well, son, I don't know why they said that. There's 67 county jails in Florida, and I ain't been in one. Which one is that? Dade County. They also told me back up the road that here last week, you told this man that he could wade that creek down there, and he stepped off right off the bank into the creek, went slap over his head, and almost drowned before he got himself out of that place. Now, how deep is that creek? Water all the way to the bottom, son. Well, how come you to tell him he could wade it? Well, I thought he could. It's just chest deep on my ducks. Old man, are you sure you're sober? You know, something else they told me down the road was that you weren't drinking anymore. Well, that's right. I'm not. Not drinking any less either. Been looking at your field there. Your corn looks kind of little and yeller. I'm raising the little yeller kind this year. Well, it sure doesn't look like much. What kind of yield you get out of that corn? Oh, about 20 gallons an acre. Well, it does look pretty good around here for raising poultry, though. Yeah, it would be, but the chickens eat them up. I don't understand that one either. How'd your taters turn out? They didn't turn out. I had to put the woman up yonder to dig them out. These hogs you got running loose around here are the skinniest, poorest looking things I ever saw in my life. Why don't you catch those things and pin them up and feed them like the extension man says, and they'll fatten up a lot faster. Sun time don't mean a thing to them hogs. Why don't you patch your leaky old roof? Well, when it's raining, I can't, and when it's dry, I don't need to. See, you got a fishing pole sitting there by you. You got any worms? Well, yeah, I do, but I'm going fishing anyway, quick as I get some bait. You know what I think about you? I think you are just plain 100% 24 karat worthless. I think you are too lazy to breathe. Son, that ain't right. I've just been kind of down lately, been having trouble sleeping. What kind of trouble? Well, nights and mornings I sleep like a baby, but afternoons I just seem to toss and turn. You know what else I think? I don't think you're far from a fool.
Huh?
Said I don't think you're far from a fool. Just this microphone, this porch between us.